Now let's explore the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. This is one of Jesus's most vivid stories about life after death and the eternal consequences of how we live in this life. In Luke 16:19-31, Jesus said, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Instead, the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire.' But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good and things, while Lazarus received bad things. Now he is comforted here and you are in agony. Besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over, and from there to us.' He answered, 'Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' 'No, Father Abraham,' he said, 'but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.'" This story vividly contrasts two men. The first is a rich man dressed in expensive clothes, purple, the color of royalty, and fine linen worn by priests and nobility, living in constant luxury. The second is Lazarus, a beggar covered with sores, so weak he was laid at the rich man's gate, unable to move on his own. Notice that the beggar is given a name, Lazarus, meaning God has helped, while the rich man remains anonymous. This inversion of expectations is significant. A society usually remembers the rich and powerful by name, while the poor often remain unnamed. Lazarus's condition was desperate. He longed to eat even the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, not a banquet, merely the leftovers that would typically be discarded. Yet apparently, even this was denied him. Instead of human aid, he received only the attention of stray dogs licking his sores, an image of extreme degradation in Jewish culture, where dogs were considered unclean animals. The scene abruptly shifts with the deaths of both men. Lazarus is carried by angels to Abraham's bosom, a Jewish expression indicating a place of honor and comfort in the afterlife. The rich man, however, finds himself in Hades, a place of torment. The dialogue that follows is revealing. The rich man, who never noticed Lazarus during his lifetime, despite seeing him daily at his doorstep, now recognizes him and even knows his name. Yet he still perceives Lazarus as someone meant to serve him, asking that he bring water to cool his tongue. Abraham's reply is direct. Their positions have been reversed. The rich man received his good things during his earthly life, while Lazarus suffered. Now in eternity, Lazarus finds comfort while the rich man suffers. Furthermore, there is a great chasm fixed between them, making passage from one side to the other impossible. Realizing his own situation is irreversible, the rich man thinks of his five brothers, who likely are living just as selfishly as he did. He asks that Lazarus be sent back to warn them. Abraham replies that they already have all the necessary warnings in Moses and the prophets, the scriptures, which clearly teach responsibility toward the poor and needy. The rich man insists that a supernatural visit would have greater impact. If someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Abraham's final response is profound. If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. This is an insightful commentary on the nature of unbelief. Often, it is not lack of evidence, but resistance to the truth already revealed. Although vividly detailed about the afterlife, this parable is not primarily intended as a literal roadmap of the hereafter. Jesus uses elements from popular belief to convey important truths about how our choices in this life have eternal consequences. The rich man's true problem was not his wealth itself, but his indifference to the obvious needs right at his doorstep. He lived in luxury while completely ignoring Lazarus's suffering. He had abundant resources, yet no compassion. Jesus teaches that our attitude toward the needy reflects our true relationship with God. Ignoring the suffering of those whom God loves, especially when we have ample resources to help, reveals a heart unchanged by divine grace. The parable also warns against the presumption that there will always be time to repent. There comes a moment when opportunities cease and consequences become permanent, the great chasm that cannot be crossed. Finally, Jesus suggests that God's word has already provided all necessary warnings. If we do not respond to the revelation we have, not even miraculous events will convince us. This is a profound insight into the nature of human faith and unbelief.